I'm Catherine Hendricks. I work with the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center with Dr. Pamela Roberts.
Tell us a little bit about citrus black spot. It's still confined mostly to Collier and Hendry counties, I assume?
That's correct. But with the recent weather that we've been having, DPI has, you know, expanded their finds.
But still in those two counties?
Yes, for the most part.
What can growers do, cultural practices and chemical control?
Well, one of the things that we have to consider is reducing inoculum load, reducing the inoculum in the trees, which means that what we're going to have to do is try to alleviate the leaf drop and the fruit drop symptoms. And one of the things that we should do is to remove old branches and old twigs, which the disease can use. And, of course, remove old fruit. And there are the uses of both mulching or to improve or increase the decay of the leaf before spores are actually developed on the leaf to be released. And also chemical fungicides have been used, the strobes and copper, and alternating to prevent the potential for resistance development.
And I think spring to fall is the main control period.
Yes, you want to start. You want to start protecting your fruit at fruit set, and then continue. We recommend every 30 days, but we know that sometimes that's not going to work based on the weather. But if you can stick to that as closely as possible, once the fruit has set, then that would be a good thing.
Anything else about black spot? Have we touched that, or any other salient points you'd like to add?
I'd like growers to be very, very vigilant with this disease. One of the greatest challenges with this disease is that once the tree becomes infected, it may not show symptoms for up to 12 months. And that is one of the biggest challenges in trying to get a handle on black spot and trying to stop it from moving from one place to the next.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.